Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And this is A Plus English, and it's Christmas time.
元旦节。
That's right. Everybody loves Christmas time. It's a time of shopping, of celebrations, parties, and giving gifts or giving presents. So exciting.
对啊 be grateful.
And being grateful,、mm-hmm. that's true. Being happy about、mm-hmm. having family, friends, people who love you. Like the Wongs.
对啊王家一家人到了十二月的时候当然一定也会摆上椰蛋树咯。所以我们今天呢就要来看看漫画单元 Meet the Wongs. Let's take a look.
Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs. Meet the Wongs.
A present for Mom.
Thanks for helping me with the Christmas decorations, Paige. I asked your dad to help.
Twins, let's leave before your mom sees us.
Where are you going? I need you to hang the decorations on the higher parts of the tree.
I have to run an errand.
You promised to help.
I'm getting your Christmas present. Paige, come with us. I need a lady's opinion.
He must be getting me jewelry.
Bye, honey. We'll be back soon. Wake up and look at your Christmas present.
What is that?
Run power!
Help. Help. I helped my friends prepare for the big test. I helped my friends prepare for the big test. Hang. Hang. Hang, hung, hung. Sally hangs the towels outside to dry.Sally hangs the towels outside to dry. Opinion. Opinion. Brandon has a strong opinion about people smoking indoors. Brandon has a strong opinion about people smoking indoors. Honey. Honey.Grandma likes to call me honey because she loves me very much. Grandma likes to call me honey because she loves me very much.
Okay, so here's the situation. Mm-hmm. Mom is decorating the Christmas tree, mm-hmm. and Paige is hanging up stockings on the wall.
Okay.
All right, so they're getting the living room all ready for Christmas. Dad and the twins are trying to sneak out of the house quietly.
这样怪怪的耶。因为妈妈正在装饰椰蛋树，那么 Paige 呢，也是在帮忙挂袜子。可是为什么 Dad 跟 the twins 想要悄悄地溜走呢？
Yeah, they must be doing something secret when you're sneaking.You're moving very quietly because、mm-hmm. you don't want people to see you. So why are they sneaking?
是可能有鬼。
Okay, let's see what's、mm-hmm. happening here. Mom says, thanks for helping me with the Christmas decorations, Paige.
所以妈妈当然一开始觉得 Paige 真的很贴心。而且其实在西方的教育文化习惯里面他们会去谢谢小孩来帮忙做家事。所以我们一开始看到的是 thanks for helping me withThe Christmas decorations.、Mm-hmm. 当我们看到帮某人做某件事情可以用 help someone with something. 事实上我们今天第一个 word power word 就是 help.
That's right. You can help someone with their homework or help someone with cleaning the kitchen、mm-hmm. or with Christmas decorations. I guess the Christmas tree is the biggest thing you have to put decorations on, right?、Mm-hmm. You put lights on the Christmas tree.And then we put those things that hang on the Christmas tree, ornaments, Christmas ornaments. Okay. Yeah, O-R-N-A-M-E-N-T-S. And another thing that when I was a little kid was really the finishing thing for the Christmas tree.
I know.
Do you know
what
it is?
The star.
A star on top. Right. Okay, that's a special ornament. But then after that, tinsel.
Tinsel,
yeah, T-I-N-S-E-L, tinsel. It's sort of long bits of silver paper, and you kind of just drop it on top of the tree, so it looks like there's snow or ice. And because it's silver with the lights, it makes it kind of glow with, like, little stars. It's just beautiful.
对耶，不过在这里，诶，我不晓得大家有没有这个习惯，就是会撒一些亮片。Tinsels. 当然其实最精彩的大概还是在椰蛋树上面放上那一颗星星咯。Anyways, 我们今天的第一个要学的很重要的单字就是帮忙。帮忙它是一个动词哦 ,help.
That's right.
H-E-L-F. 对不起 ,H-E-L-P.、Help. 我们常常会说 help someone with something.不过来给我们来个例句吧。
We have the example sentence.、Should we read that now?、Can you help me?
Sure.
I help my friends...
Prepare for the big test.
Okay, yeah. So help someone with studying、or help them with homework.
或者是啊 ,right.、或者是我们常会说 help someone do something. 后面常常会用动词原形因为他们的 to 常都不说了。Help someone do something.Anyways,、妈妈刚刚虽然谢谢 Paige, 但是她有一点点抱怨爸爸 I asked your dad to help. 然后接着爸爸就说
Right, well,、dad is talking to the twins. Remember,、they were sneaking around. He says, twins, let's leave before your mom sees us. Oh, so that's why he's sneaking. He doesn't want mom to see them leave. But, Mom catches Dad and the twins trying to leave. Where are you going? I need you to hang the decorations on the higher parts of the tree.、So she's saying, you can't leave, you must stay to help. Because the tree is tall, and Dad is tall, so he has to hang the decorations on the higher parts of the tree. Now, of course, we use the verb to hang. When something is attached to something and goes down...While holding on, it hangs. So we often think of monkeys hanging from a tree,、right? Or we can hang a picture on a wall because we put something in the wall, put the picture over that, and it hangs there, just like the little hook on the Christmas ornaments will help them hang on the tree.、
所以这个动词所谓的 hang 就是挂或者是吊的意思。而且它其实有两种用法。我们可以说我们把东西挂在树上。We hang something on the tree,、或者是 we have hung the picture.、当然这边还有提到的另外一个重点就是它的动词三态。过去式跟过去分词都把中间的 A 换成 U, 所以它的三态是 hang, hung, hung. 不过我们刚刚讲到这个挂或者是吊可以人挂什么东西或者我们也可以说什么东西就挂在那边所以它不一定要用被动式哦。如果你刚刚比较仔细听的话大家有听到 Michael 提到例如猴子会在树上挂来用两只手呢挂在树上这时候我们可以说 The monkey is hanging in the tree or on the tree.
Yeah, or from the tree.
From the tree.
Hanging from the tree, that's right. We have another example. Sally hangs the towels outside to dry. Oh yeah, when you're washing clothes.You often hang your clothes to make them dry. Okay.、Dad, ooh, he was caught by mom and now he looks nervous and he says, I have to run an errand. He has to run an errand.、Is that like run a race?
Yeah, that's the question I would like to ask you.、
No, of course. An errand is a little job you have to do outside of your house.、So think of, you know, going to the 7-Eleven to、buy some milk、or going to the post office or the bank.We're going to, you know, buy some apples at the fruit store. It's just a quick job. It'll only take you 10 or 15 minutes. It's right near your house. But you have to leave to go somewhere, do something, and come back. So you run an errand.、We use the word run because you don't have to run. You can、walk to the 7-Eleven.
Right.
But the idea is that it's quick. It、won't take you a long time.、You would never say, I have to run an errand in Japan. No. You run an errand at the local store, right, or something like that.
Yeah. But do we have to run an errand for ourselves or for other people?
Both are fine.
Oh.
As a kid, I would run errands for my mom. Mm. But when I lived by myself, I have to run errands for me because there's no one else to help.
对耶，所以其实像生活当中都会有很多杂事啊，像如果只是偶尔去买个养乐多啊，或者是缴个水电费啊，或者是替自己或替妈妈去银行转个账啊，或什么之类，这些就都叫做在生活当中的跑腿啦，或者是做一些差事啦。英文用的是 run an errand。Can we say run errands?
Yes, of course. If you have more than one, sure.
Wow, 这很特别。所以这三个字要记住哦。当然后面这个 errand, 就所谓的一些杂事啊、差事啊，它是可数的。你也可以说 run errands, 或者是 run an errand.
That's right. Well, mom's unhappy. She's angry. She says, you promised to help. But now dad says, right, he has to leave. But she's like, you said you promised you would stay here and help.Dad says, I'm getting your Christmas present. Oh, that's what he's saying. I'm going to buy your Christmas present. That's the errand he has to run. Then he says, Paige, come with us. I need a lady's opinion. Okay, he needs a lady's opinion. Your opinion is what you think about something. So if someone says, hey, did you see that movie? Was it good? They're asking you for your opinion. If I make some food and ask Anna, here, taste my soup.I want to know her opinion. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it too sweet? Too salty? Whatever. I want to know what she thinks. What she thinks is her opinion.
Right. 所以某一个人心中的想法，所谓的想法或者是看法或者是意见，在英文当中就可以用 opinion. O-P-I-N-I-O-N, opinion.而且这是一个可数名词哦。
Yeah. For example, Brandon has a strong opinion.About people smoking indoors. Yeah.
言下之意是他很不喜欢人家在室内抽烟。
Oh, I thought his opinion was more people should smoke indoors. Everybody should smoke indoors.
I don't think so. I think that's the opposite.
If you're inside, you must have a cigarette. Little babies, everybody. Huh? Wait, that would be a crazy opinion.
Right.
Yeah, his opinion is that nobody indoors should smoke because it makes other people feel bad.
Right. 所以例句当中这边的某人 have a strong opinion about something 指的是强烈的反对或者是非常不喜欢的意思。
Now remember, he wanted Paige to come with him, but then he winked. He winked at her. That's when you close one eye, kind of like you're telling a secret joke.Right? So, yeah, I want your opinion, which means I don't really, but come with me, okay? It's a bit of a secret. So mom, she's thinking to herself, he must be getting me jewelry. She's thinking about her present jewelry, big rings, earrings, necklaces, diamonds, gold, something expensive. Dad says, bye, honey, to the wife. We'll be back soon. And then he kisses his wife goodbye. Now he calls her honey.Now, a lot of people would think of honey as being something that bees make, that you put on toast. It's very sweet. But we use that word to talk about someone we love. Your boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe your mom and dad might call each other honey. Why? Because it's sweet and everybody likes it. Just like your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right. 所以在这里的 honey 可不是蜂蜜的意思哦，而是叫男女朋友啊，或者是夫妻之间所谓亲爱的。的意思那当然呢之后 dad 回来了、
Well it's a few hours later dad and the kids return they come back mom is taking a nap on the couch after decorating the entire house she's tired she was working so hard well dad goes over he shakes her to wake her up right you might shake someone to wake them up she wakes up dad says wake up and look at your Christmas presentTa-da! It's a big surprise. So she opens her eyes and she sees some beautiful jewelry, right?
No, it's an animal.
An animal? A golden lion.
No, it's a goose.
A real animal?
Oh
my gosh. A goose? It's a goose?
And that's why mom screams, what is that?
Like a big duck? A goose. That is a strange...Christmas present. But dad, it says, looks as excited as a kid in a candy store. He's like, yeah, look at your present. Isn't it cool? And mom screams, what is that? Because most people don't get birds for Christmas.
No.
Big birds, like a goose. That's a little unusual. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, and maybe we'll call a doctor to talk to Dad, because I think he's gone crazy. Of all the Christmas presents I've ever gotten in my life, or all the Christmas presents I've ever given somebody in my life, I've never given a person or gotten a goose.
Neither do I.
No.
Neither have I.
No, is this like just a nice piece of goose meat cut and ready to eat?
真正的,
it's the actual...
It's a living goose.
It's a living, live goose.
Right.
What are you going to do with a goose?
I have no idea. It's not a dog. It's not a kitten.
Interesting.
It's a goose.
Is it an Apple eye goose? Is it like a new machine? It can call people, do your email, and make eggs.
Probably.
That's kind of cool.
We don't know until tomorrow.
I guess we'll have to wait. I hope it's an apple eye goose. That would be cool. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow. Till then, Merry Christmas.
Step by step.
He must be getting me jewelry. He must be getting me jewelry.
Wow. It's good to know. What a fancy gift.
He must be getting me jewelry.
Seriously? Maybe you think too much.
He must be getting me jewelry.
Wow, it's good to know. What a fancy gift.
He must be getting me jewelry.
Seriously? Maybe you think too much.
What hobbies do you have?
What hobbies do you have?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。同学们每天课余时间都在做些什么呢？除了上课、补习之外，你们是否有自己的兴趣或嗜好呢？所以今天 Jillian 老师想问各位同学的一句话就是 What hobbies do you have? What hobbies do you have? 这句话就是在问对方你有什么嗜好。这个句子的重点当然就是 hobbies 这个字啦。Hobby, H-O-B-B-Y, hobby 是个名词，本身有嗜好、爱好的意思。因为每个人通常都有不止以上的嗜好，所以我们习惯上会用复数来询问对方 What hobbies do you have? 或者你也可以说 What are your hobbies? What are your hobbies? 都是用来问对方有什么嗜好。以 Jillian 老师来说 Reading is my only hobby. Reading is my only hobby. 阅读是我唯一的嗜好。这样的回答是不是听起来显得我本人十分好学呢？事实上也是啦，因为我每天都要阅读好几本杂志呢。再回到我们今天的主题，要询问对方的嗜好，不是只能用问句哦。你也可以说 Tell me your hobbies. Tell me your hobbies. 这是一般的直述句，但表达的都是一样的意思。最后让我们再复习一次今天的句子。 A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见咯。 Bye.
What hobbies do you have?
What hobbies do you have?
A present for Mom.
Thanks for helping me with the Christmas decorations, Paige. I asked your dad to help.
Twins, let's leave before your mom sees us.
Where are you going? I need you to hang the decorations on the higher parts of the tree.
I have to run an errand.
You promised to help.
I'm getting your Christmas present. Paige, come with us. I need a lady's opinion.
He must be getting me jewelry.
Bye, honey. We'll be back soon.Wake up and look at your Christmas present.
What is that?
Help. Help. I helped my friends prepare for the big test. I helped my friends prepare for the big test. Hang. Hang. Hang, hung, hung. Sally hangs the towels outside to dry. Sally hangs the towels outside to dry. Opinion. Opinion. Brandon has a strong opinion about people smoking indoors. Brandon has a strong opinion about people smoking indoors. Honey. Honey. Grandma likes to call me honey because she loves me very much. Grandma likes to call me honey because she loves me very much.